Hello. Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Estoy bien.
Hola. Aloha.
I don't know Hawaiian, bitch.
Hasta luego. That's goodbye. See you later.
Yeah, see you later.
Buenos tardes.
Buenos tardes. What's up? What's the tea? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Just got my hair cut.
How was
She's fresh. She's out here cutting boards with her beard. The lineup. Okay, come on, scissors. Okay. Snap, snap.
Touch it, you get cut.
Paper cut, sis.
Sharp.
Okay. Okay.
I didn't do shit today.
I don't have much to say after that, so kind of just die off.
Like, I'm reading this fucking book about a hen.
About what?
A hen.
A hen. Like a chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It's for English class. And
what hatched first, the chicken or the egg? Or the hen? Is there a third option?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
But no, it's a really boring book. It's very depressing, basically about this hen. And, you know, her whole life she's just laying these fucking eggs, bitch. You know, and she
just popping out children.
Doesn't get to, well, not children, bitch. But she's popping out these eggs, and she's like, oh, my God, like, I just want to touch this one. I just want to say hello to this one egg.
Yeah.
But she wants to have a family.
Yeah.
And then, you know, basically the bitch ends up getting depressed. And so
she can't touch it.
Because she's having all these eggs, yeah. But she has no family.
Okay.
So she's cooped up in a chicken coop.
Yeah.
So this bitch starts, you know, to look sickly and ill. So they're like, all right, let's kill this bitch. So they take her out, and then she gets saved by a mallard duck.
A mallard duck.
Mm-hmm. Those.
Oh, yeah, ducks. Yeah.
And then basically there's this weasel trying to kill the fucking hen.
Wow.
It's a lot. I stopped reading after
but
that.
But I don't know what the right word is, like, the alter storyline, the other storyline behind it. Like, what's the lesson, I guess? Is there, like, a lesson?
I haven't finished it, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's a whole fucking novel. It's, like, the world, it was a world bestseller.
What's the name of it?
The Hen Who Dreamed.
The Hen
Who Dreamed She Could Fly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fucking stupid.
But so, whatever. A hen is a pregnant chicken, right?
No. Hen's a...
Just a hen.
Hen.
It's not a chicken, right?
Mm-mm.
Why did I think it... But why is she in a chicken coop? Are chickens and hens totally different? They're the same family?
Same family.
Like roosters? Species. Would like roosters be all in the same thing? So like a rooster. Then why does a chicken become a hen or a rooster?
I don't fucking know, bitch.
These are all these questions we need to know prior to reading this book.
Well, bitch, I'm just reading it so I can get a fucking A.
Are we getting an A? Easy A?
Yes, bitch. Easy A.
Okay.
Easy A.
Easy.
But yeah, that's how my week is. I had a presentation. I did it 2 hours before the class.
Mm-hmm.
I made 100.
We love a procrastinating bitch.
We do. I need to stop doing that because I was really stressed the fuck out.
You know, if you didn't procrastinate, you would make like 101.
No.
Maybe even 102.
Goodbye.
I'm just letting you know.
Unless there was like extra credit, sure, but...
I mean, you would have made it happen if you... Like, think about all that in 2 hours. Like, what you could achieve in like 2 weeks.
I know, right?
Power.
Well, we only had a week to do it, but...
Okay, what you could do in a week. You genius. We have a genius in the house.
Hello.
His name is Einstein.
Procrastinate, please, because, you know...
BD Bussy.
You pull out your best work.
That could be your new, like, name. BD Bussy. Beat this Bussy.
All right.
A genius.
So...
Tesla who? Da Vinci who? BD this Bussy? That's what they're going to remember. The 21st century hoe. Smart bitch.
Oh, no.
She's a smart girl.
Not a 21st century hoe.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm
here for it.
We're here, you know.
We're here.
We're queer.
I'm not gay.
I'm gay.
I'm not gay. I'm not gay. It's not gay if nobody's looking.
Oh. Anyways. Mm-hmm. So, this week.
What is your personal topic this week?
I want to talk about... what would you say to your younger self? Like, if you could, like, just go back in time and just tell yourself something, like, what would it be?
I think it's, like, the same message I feel like a lot of people say is, like, don't be afraid to be yourself. Don't be unapologetically yourself.
Yeah.
I think that, like, now that I've, like, really, like, grown into Tyler, like, saying stupid shit, being loud, being dumb, like, obviously I'm not completely dumb or I'm not loud all the time.
Right.
But, like, if I'm true to myself 100% of the time, those are the type of people that I want to attract.
Right.
And it makes life, like, a lot more worth it. Like, I'd rather be around people that appreciate
who you are
versus what I put off.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So, like, if I was to go back, like, where are we going back? 5 years ago?
I mean, your younger self. Let's say, let's go back to 16.
I would definitely say, like, 16, just be who you are. Like, be the weird, like, say random shit that nobody else is thinking. Like, that's who I would be.
Right. Okay.
Because I say some, like, off the shit stuff.
Mm-hmm. I've always said off the wall shit. Like, I've always been outlandish.
You could have been, you're like reserved.
Yeah, I'm a lot more calm now.
Yeah.
I was literally younger. I was a chicken with his head cut off. I was always in something.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good idea, you know? So you want to tell your younger self to be, don't be afraid to be who you really are.
Yeah.
What?
Just be, like, weird, like cars, say weird shit. Because, like, the people that you say that to, like, obviously you're going to get a response, but, like.
Right. But you'll find out who your
real friends are, right. Like, who you really want to fuck with.
That makes sense.
And I'm not saying, like, being weird and everything is everybody. Like, that was just who I am.
No, not everybody can be quirky. A lot of people want to be quirky, but it's just not a thing that you can just make yourself be. It's not a personality you can just, put yourself in. Like, it comes naturally.
Yeah. So let me throw that question on you. What would you tell your younger self?
I would tell my younger self to relax. Because, like, when I was 16, mm-hmm. it was just, I was always in something. I was mm-hmm. always looking, I wouldn't say looking for trouble, but I would look, curiosity killed the cat, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, the satisfaction brought it back. So once I found what I was looking for, it usually was trouble. And, like, I don't know. I was just always in something. Like, for example, when I say relax, like, when I was younger, I used to have these goals. And I used to, of course, graduate high school.
Wasn't one of them to be married at, like, 26? I feel like that was on repeat for the longest time, ever since I've known you. Not 26, 25. Like, married at 25.
High school at 18, graduate. I wanted to be engaged
at 21. Like,
I wanted to be married at 25. And I wanted to have kids when I was 30.
Yeah.
And that was, like, always a thing that I always pushed myself to do.
Yeah.
Clearly, that's not where I'm at. But that's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always had that idea in my head. And had I known, like, bitch, you ain't gonna know what the fuck you're doing, even at 26, even at fucking 30. People don't know what the fuck they're doing. So, my advice to my younger self would be to relax. Yeah. Sit your ass down, bitch.
Focus. Take a break. Breathe.
Focus on the now.
Listen to your watch when it says breathe, bitch. That's what you need to do.
Ugh, yeah. Focus on the now.
Yeah.
Not the fucking future.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that will always change.
Exactly.
I think the other thing that I would say is definitely don't compare yourself to other people, which is kind of like what you were saying, like, just breathe. And I think that social media plays a big part into that, maybe.
Social media wasn't really a thing back then.
It wasn't, but I'm saying, like, now. Like, everybody's like, oh my god, I want to do this, oh my god, I want to do that, because they see other people doing it, but they don't realize the steps to get there. So, I think that's another thing. But, like, everything that you said, like, relax is probably true.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Okay, what would you tell yourself now to calm down on?
What I tell myself now?
Yeah, like, what do you want to tell yourself?
What am I doing now?
Yeah, that you hit, like, you know, there's things that you're doing now that you would want to be like, stop doing this.
Procrastinating,
okay.
Yeah. I feel like I could be a lot, I could be, my life could be a little better.
Yeah.
If I just did what I had to do
uh-huh.
right then and there, and I didn't, like, waste time doing this, that, and the third. Shit that's not really progressing, you know, helping me progress in life
mm-hmm.
until, like I said, that very last fucking minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a big, like, thing for me. I procrastinate a lot. So, yeah, I would definitely tell myself, stop fucking doing that.
So I'm going to ask you this next week, and we're going to see where we're at.
I'm probably still going to procrastinate, you know?
Okay.
It takes 21 days to break a habit. So
we're gonna work on this.
It's just, you know what it is? It's just difficult because, like, I mean, I feel like everybody, of course, would rather be doing something fun than something boring.
Yeah.
I'm not saying learning is boring. It's just, why learn? We play video games or, you know, watch a TV show. Shit like that. What do you tell yourself, bitch?
What I tell myself now? Mm-hmm. I would probably say slow the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you're fucking crazy and with a car.
I think, well, today was a day. Today was just a day in general. So, no, I think, like, I have a platform, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And I see the opportunity of that platform. And I want to be like, oh, I can do this. I can do that. I can do this. I can do that. But my responsibilities of life, like, I guess I'm grabbing too many things at once where I can't have a focus on one thing. Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And it's something that I'm learning, like, this week.
So you think you're trying to wear too many hats at one time?
Yeah, for sure.
I can see that.
And I'm, like, referring all to work right now because that's, like, the biggest thing. Yeah. So I need to realize, like, these are my responsibilities, and then anything else is essentially, like, extra credit or, like, extracurricular where I need to focus on what needs to get done and make sure that's done 100% correctly versus, oh, there's an opportunity over here. Oh, there's an opportunity over there. Like, I don't need to put your 100% into something.
Like, it's okay to multitask, but make sure, you know, like, when you're doing too many things and it becomes overwhelming. Yeah.
And shit goes by the wayside.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly what I'm about to say.
So, that is something that Perone is learning every day.
We'll work on
essentially
it.
Essentially, this week. It was a week, honey, and it's not even over.
It's not. It's only... it's almost over. It's Thursday.
It is Thursday, but, I mean, I still got Friday and Saturday.
Hello.
There's a lot of shit going on between those 2 days, so...
What I really wish I could find... Remember a while ago? What was that? 2 years ago? We went to Providence Canyon.
Yeah.
And we made those lists. I really wish I had that list still. Because I know I don't. Like, I don't know
what I wonder if I have them.
I don't know if I put it in my notes.
I know one of them was like, I know one of them was like me paying off my credit card, and that never happened. When was this? 2017, right?
Yeah.
When we went?
Like, it was so long ago.
It was long ago.
My God. Damn. But yeah, that's what I would, yeah. We'll work on it. You need to work on, you know, relaxing, and I need to work on not relaxing too much.
Yes.
Shit, I don't like to do anything.
I like to have a very full schedule. I don't like time to think.
No, bitch, I like time for myself.
No, she doesn't like that. She does not like that.
What you got?
My personal topic this week is personally, what would you rather have? I guess this can go both ways, okay? So what would you want 5 years ago, and then what would you want now, okay?
Okay.
So, like, 5 years ago, would you rather have been friend-zoned or would you rather have been ghosted?
5 years ago, I was 21.
Yeah.
I would rather... 5 years ago... 5 years ago, I really didn't give a fuck about much, so I would say I'd rather just be ghosted.
Yeah.
As for, like, friend-zone is, like... Damn, like... Really? But I feel ghosting is just a lot easier. It's an easier pill to swallow. I feel.
Is it easier pill to swallow?
Yeah, because, like...
So, 5 years ago, it would have been an easier pill to swallow. We're talking about 5 years ago. So, you'd rather have been ghosted 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then what about now?
I still rather be ghosted.
You still rather be ghosted. Why?
But the thing is with me, like... I mean... It's more of, because I used to ghost people. So, now I'm just like, what the fuck? I don't know. I wouldn't say I'd rather be ghosted still. But I wouldn't... Well, now I wouldn't allow myself to even reach that point. Like, mm-hmm. I know when somebody's... I know I can, like, feed off of cues. Like, I know if you're interested or not.
Yeah.
So, 5 years ago, I would say that I probably wasn't very aware. But, I mean, hey.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. But, yeah, I would say I'd rather be ghosted.
So, in both ways, you'd rather be ghosted.
Yeah, okay. For sure. It is easy for you to swallow, and I say that because you can make up just some scenario in your fucking head.
Okay.
You know? If you're friend-zoned, you have to have that conversation of, hey, this isn't working because A, B, and C.
Yeah.
But if you're a ghost, it can be like, oh, that bitch just moved. So,
or like family died, like his dog's sister died.
He had to go.
Yeah.
Basically, that's how it's handled that situation. But yeah, that's that.
Okay.
What about you?
I think that I look at this both ways, okay? So like ghosting, it's more of I don't respect that person enough to like let them know like how I feel, like my feeling, like they don't need to know how I feel because I see them at this level,
right?
Which is fine if that's established, like, hey, from the very beginning, like we're gonna be just like from the very beginning we're just gonna be friends, okay. I guess. And then, like, there's feelings or whatever.
So, is it, like, a pre-friend zone thing?
I don't know. Like, this is so strange to me. This is how I felt about it. And then, like, friend zoning, I feel like, is more of an adult thing where you're like, hey, I can communicate with you because I respect you enough to say, hey, like, this isn't working. Right. This isn't working, but I still want to be friends with you because I enjoy your company, but I don't see anything going further than that. So, to me, being a friend zone, I would appreciate it more, I guess, when we're an adult.
Right.
Because ain't nobody got time to waste. Time is money.
Well, I mean, for me, you only ignore me once, and then that's it. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
Because now it's just so easy to know, like, when somebody is ignoring you. Like, you have read receipts, and you can check people's social media, and it tells you the last time they were on. It tells you if you like somebody's picture. Like, it does all that so that you know this bitch is just not interested. Boom.
Yeah, true. I just think it's better to communicate how you feel about stuff. That way there's no, like, open ends or anything like that. Like, the whole thought process, I'm fucking crazy, and I have, like, 8,000 thoughts a day about one situation. So, like, if somebody ghosts me, I'm gonna sit there and be like,
why?
They died. Why did they not like that?
Okay.
Their cat, or they're, like, busy, or they're whatever.
You make up a scenario.
Yeah, like, 8,000 different scenarios.
I feel like it's like a way to protect your feelings.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, because you listed all those excuses, but not one excuse was, or not one reason was...
yourself.
Like, oh, maybe they just don't like me.
Yeah, see, like, that's what happens.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sick with my ghosting.
So, I would rather be friend-zoned.
Can I talk? Can I communicate? Yes. Do I choose to? No. So, yeah, that's that.
That's that, but why don't you choose to?
I just don't feel like...
Is it a respect thing?
For me, it's not a respect thing. It's just, I don't like to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah.
So, if I'm gonna text you and be like, hey, like, I get... You like me, but it ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
Period. Like, that's it.
I would be like, okay, that's fine. Like, okay, he didn't like me. And then I can accept it.
Right.
But with my imagination running, I'm not going to accept the fact that it was because of me. Like, if you can tell me straight up.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, they're probably like,
exactly.
They're a little off. That was too much to handle. You can't handle all
these
kids.
This ass was too much for him.
Sorry.
I'm like, he just couldn't do it emotionally.
He was overwhelmed.
He was overwhelmed.
I understand.
It's okay. He only lasted like 2 seconds anyway. Boop.
Two seconds. Jesus Christ.
Do you have anything else?
Do I have anything else?
Do you?
No.
You don't.
Not really.
Okay.
No. Mm-mm.
So I am doing something new. Okay. Well, I've decided. Because she's, like, not into social media. Like, I'm not into, like, culture. Like, not, like, culture, but, like, Instagram and Twitter. Like
pop culture.
Yeah, I'm not into all that. Because I just never focused on it. So, this is me, like, getting my toes wet in it.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
We're dipping. So, I, like, picked 3 women.
Okay.
That, you know, have made news or, like, social media. But some are higher than others.
Okay.
But we'll go through it together. This is what Perone did for research. And every week, I think it would be fun because it, like, puts me out there and, like, trying to understand shit.
Yeah.
So, every week will probably be a theme, I guess.
Okay.
So, like, this week is, like, woman power.
Yes. Power of the puss.
All right. So, I don't know how to pronounce these names. We're going to try. But they all have something in common, okay?
They have something in common?
They do have something in common, and we want to talk about it.
Okay.
So, I don't know how to say his name, but I'm going to spell it, and you're going to type it out, and then we're going to talk about it.
You said...
I don't know how to say it.
You said he.
But all these guys have something in common with this person.
Okay.
And you're going to guess who it is.
Okay.
Okay, so Chris Judd.
Chris Judd?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that?
Okay, so then, I don't know, Ohani Noah?
I'm not looking, I promise. Oh, I don't know who that is either, bitch.
The next three you're gonna know, and then you're gonna know who it is, okay?
Okay.
Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Mark Anthony. Okay. If you don't get this, I'm gonna fucking kill you. And then Alex Rodriguez.
Okay, we're talking about J-Lo.
We are talking about J-Lo.
Okay.
I want to talk about how the fuck she was able to get... That's five rings. Those are the five men that proposed engaged. To those five men.
Was she not engaged to Diddy?
I wasn't on the list, which I thought she was. I think they dated.
I know for a fact.
Yeah, they dated. That's why I was shocked. But tell me why. Like, how was she able to get those many people to... Bitch, we can't even get boyfriends.
Bitch, do you see J-Lo?
Bitch, do you see us? J-Lo got nothing on us. Okay? Okay? Ask where?
Bitch.
What?
J-Lo? Bitch, do you see J-Lo?
Do I see J-Lo?
Her booty is natural.
It is natural.
Ours are too. We don't have any.
You know, we don't. We do. He doesn't give us enough credit, y'all. Give credit where credit is due.
I just, you know, So, I mean, she seems like a likable person.
But like, but five?
I mean, hey.
I just want to know what the fuck she's doing.
It's probably the puss.
It's power of the puss. Puss.
The power of the puss. Give these niggas crazy.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Girl, I wouldn't know. And did you know that there's, like, cheating allegations towards Alex Rodriguez? How he cheated on J-Lo with his ex-wife?
Oh, yeah.
It was a rumor, and she clarified it yesterday.
Yeah, not true.
Yeah, it was from his former, like, player on his team talking shit. And he tweeted about it. Isn't that crazy?
Trash.
People are worried about it.
Isn't that interesting? Fucking rash. But yeah, no. Fuck them.
So that was my, like, interesting topic. I was like, okay, she's learning. She learned something new. You know?
I like J-Lo, though. She's a great entertainer.
She's a good entertainer. Can she dance? She can dance.
Yeah, that's she started.
Yeah.
From In Living Color.
I remember I watched that movie.
In Living Color to show.
Show. Maybe I didn't watch it. I watched the other one, Made in Manhattan. That's what it was. That was so cute.
Yeah, it was alright.
It was alright.
Okay,
she's learning. The next one is Lupita.
Oh, I love Lupita Nyong'o.
Yes. And why?
About her.
So, no, listen. This is what, like, made me very upset. So, like, I went and saw Us, right?
Same. It was so good.
It was good. It was fucking amazing. She did a great job. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bitch, you killed that fucking role.
She's gonna win something.
She is gonna win something. And then this is what stems from all of this. Like, she's gonna be, like, this bitch. She's gonna be that bitch. Okay?
Okay.
So, I was reading afterwards the whole... People were upset about her saying something about a disorder or her, like, speaking. But this is what she said. I guess she like, was talking about how it was...
She had a very classy response.
She said, I'm sorry about... What was it? Talking about... in my mind, I wasn't interested in vilifying or demonizing the condition. I crafted Red with love and care. Which... I don't see how her saying it's based off of somebody with a disorder is a problem.
I mean, that's not even what she said. She was just saying, like, she didn't base it off of one person.
Yeah, she didn't base it off one person. She said that's what it was.
Different things and then came up with this.
Yeah, which, hold on a second. The disorder that they're talking about, bitch, I can't even say it, is spasmodic dysphonia.
Yeah.
Which, I didn't even know what that was. So then that's a lethargical dystonia, which, I don't know. The muscles generate a person's voice, go into periods of spasm. So when she was talking.
Yeah.
But I honestly feel as though, like, people are trying to...
Have you seen any of the backlash? That's the thing that's been going on. Like, the question being asked. Like, there's no...
I don't see any
backlash. It's coming. I don't know where.
That's what I was getting at. Is I don't see what the issue was. Was it more like a publicity thing? Like, I don't see the issue.
I don't think it's a publicity thing at all. I just feel like she was targeted because
nobody
said shit about Forrest Gump.
And that's what I'm saying.
Said shit about what's eating Gilbert Grape. Like they, you know, like they have these voices of they were mentally ill. I'm not sure what. They had exactly.
They just see competition and they're afraid they're gonna get their Grammys taken away, sis.
They're just fucking stupid because she did nothing wrong in my eyes. Until a lot of people's eyes was like, if you're gonna do this, you need to bring up the set and the third.
Yeah.
Like, don't just target her.
So. Like, go after all of them. My biggest thing was like Forrest Gump. Like, there was nothing wrong with him and then he was running are walking with a muscle just...
Okay. Forrest Gump was just fucking weird.
It was weird, but I don't understand why anybody wasn't mad about him, like, portraying somebody with a disorder. So it just, like, it threw me off.
I don't even think... What did he have?
I don't fucking know, because I didn't see that dumbass movie.
Whoa.
Okay, I didn't like it.
Pause. Forrest Gump is a very great movie.
I didn't like it.
Shut the fuck up. I have the deluxe edition somewhere. I just don't know
where. Bitch, you have the deluxe edition of every fucking show possible.
No, bitch, those are just box sets of shows that I like. That's all. But, that movie was great. She did phenomenal.
I can't wait to see what else she was in. Do you know what? I didn't know that she was in almost all the Star Wars. Not all of them, but like 4 of them. Did you know she was in Star Wars?
4? I thought she was just in 1.
No, she was in 4 of them.
I don't watch the new ones. I haven't seen the new ones. I've seen all the old ones.
I didn't know she was in Jungle Book.
Yes, I knew she was in Jungle Book.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. She's in 12 Years a Slave, too. Yes, that's where I first saw her. Yeah. 12 Years a Slave. Which was a hard to watch movie. Yeah, Forrest Gump wasn't he wasn't mentally ill. He was just stupid.
Oh.
That was
literally all wrong with him. He was just stupid.
Yes.
Okay.
He was just not very smart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, yeah, exactly. There's nothing wrong with him. Wow. See? And that's an issue, because there was nothing wrong with him, but he talked as if he was mentally challenged. But there was literally nothing wrong with him. He would just had an IQ of 75, which let people know if you have an IQ of 75, you're mentally ill, which is not true. You're just not very smart.
Okay. Come on. We love learning.
You know.
We love learning.
Fuck them. She did great.
So then my last one, which was Rachel McKinnon. She's a Canadian, and she's an assistant professor of philosophy. She can't speak. She was the first woman to win the track world title.
Okay.
She's actually the first trans woman to win the track title.
Track?
What yeah.
Do?
Let me pull this bitch up. She's out here learning, honey.
I see. Transgender cyclist, Dr. Yeah. Rachel McKinnon.
Yeah. She was the first one, which I, like, congratulations, she did it. Like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Okay. But the biggest thing that she was talking about is, like, this is what double bind for trans women looks like. When we win, it's because we're transgender and it's unfair. When we lose, no one notices, and that's what transphobia looks like. That makes me so upset because, like, she's only won, I think, like, 2 or 3 out of the races.
Yeah.
And all the other women,
yeah,
I don't know, like, they've won all the rest. So they're only mad that they've only lost 2 of the titles.
What it is that... It was fine with her losing, but once she won, what people do, this happens a lot.
They find an excuse, right?
They find an excuse, and what that excuse usually is they say, oh, she only won because she's a man.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what they do. Yeah. And it's
because they can't accept horrible. Because they can't accept defeat.
Right. Yeah. Like, they're sore losers, so they bring up her previous sex. Before, you know, she got a sex change, and it's just, no.
Yeah.
It's just bullshit. People do that a lot. Only thing I don't agree with is transgender boxers. I don't really know how it all works, but, like, I don't know when trans people, when they transition, or they're transitioning, if they lose, like, muscle tissue or, like, you know, because I don't know, like, for example, I think it was an MMA fighter. She was trans and she was in a women's division.
Mm.
And she was, like,
male to female, female to male?
Male to female.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess she was a lot stronger than these women and was beating these bitches to a pulp. But, and people argued, like, it's not fair because, yes, we get it. She's technically a woman. But, like, I don't know how, like, the muscle works with that. Like, I mean, a man will generally hit harder than a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless, you know, but I don't know. But that is, like, you know, I have to do more research with that. I don't really know how that works.
I think that's a good, like, that was good. It's like something to think about.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's just different aspects of, I guess, women and, like, womanhood.
Yeah.
That I thought were interesting. And I mean, like, this is obviously brand new. I've never done it on the podcast and I've never really, like, talked about it. So right. I would definitely like to, like, delve in deeper to other social topics.
Yeah. It's just, trans people just have it so hard. It's
they
so
do. Annoying.
Fuck people.
They do.
They're trash.
Society's trash. Society's trash.
It is.
Especially when it's not
And stop people. Saying tranny bitches. This is a fucking offensive.
Who says... I was almost had a heart attack.
Like, don't...
Say that.
Tranny. It's rude. Like, just don't do it.
The only time I want to hear that is when we're talking about a car. They call tranny transmission. That's what you call that. Just letting you know.
I wouldn't say that either.
I would say that about a car.
I think I'd have a heart attack if I went to get... Like, look at a car... And you say the trannies, like, this and the third. I'm just like, bitch, excuse me?
Yeah.
What are you saying to me right now?
But, I mean, that's what, like, car people say, so that's why.
I mean, I barely listen to those hoes. So, like, does it drive? Is it comfortable? They got features. They got Bluetooth. That's really all I care about.
Yeah.
And my car has it all, so it's fine.
That's it. It works. It goes. It has 4 wheels.
It goes very fast.
Okay, come on, Turbo.
Hello.
Turbo, he out here, Paul Walker.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. This bus.
Not this bus.
This bus.
What else? Was that it?
I think that was it, yeah.
Yeah. So we don't have any questions because, I mean, I just don't have any.
We just don't.
Can I talk about something really quickly,
though? Yeah, what's up?
What is wrong? Is something... I don't know how to word this. Aubrey Plaza is weird as fuck. Have you seen Parks and Rec?
No.
Uncultured. I literally watched this video. It was a montage of Aubrey Plaza. And I was just like, is something wrong with her? Like, she's so, what is socially awkward.
We love a socially awkward bitch.
But I was like, is this just how she is on the show? Like, she's.
So I should watch Parks and Rec.
Absolutely.
I should definitely. What if.
Fucking cut.
I'm not. Would never. What about. Y'all. About to confess something. I've never watched Friends.
Okay.
I've never watched Friends ever.
So, about Friends. I like Friends. Friends is a ripoff of Living Single. Living Single came before Friends did.
Oh.
Living Single
was
all black cast.
Yeah, with the women. Yeah, I watched it with him.
Yeah. That show. It's great. But Friends is a ripoff of that. Friends only did well because it had a white cast. So, yeah. Because Living Single is way funnier than Friends. If we're being fucking honest.
We should watch both.
I've seen Friends, you should watch it with me. Oh, yeah. For sure. You also need to fucking watch Beachella. Because...
Isn't that on Netflix?
No. Her documentary is coming out on Netflix.
Oh.
But Beachella.
You have it on your computer.
I sure fucking do. Sure do, bitch. But yeah, that's all I got. I had to look up Aubrey Plaza. I looked her up last night, and she's just really fucking weird. I don't know.
That's it?
I'll show you the video after we're done. Okay. But yeah, that's all I got.
I think that's it. That's all I have too.
Lit. So, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at 2gayspod, our personal Instagrams. Jelani Amir and Poppy Perrone. It's listed literally on the artwork. We have a Facebook page, 2gays2function. We don't really use it, but we will start eventually. What else? Is that it?
That's it.
See you hoes next week.
Peace out, Girl Scout.
Bye.